We start, though, the Alan Border Medal. The Cricket Australia Awards are tonight. That means the Australian Test captain is in town. He's just a fraction under the weather, though. Tim Payne, good morning and welcome to SEN.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tim, a week on from the end of the Test series. I guess you've had a chance to take a breather, but the kids have got you by the sound of it.
Yeah, I've been home for a few days, and as you do, the kids have been at daycare for a few days, and they've brought something home, which I've managed to pick up. I think it's probably just a mixture of a long summer. The immune system's not as good as it should be at the moment.
Have you had a chance to take that breather, to reflect a little on what's taken place?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I've been home for a few days now and just relaxed. So, I must admit, it's been nice. I feel sort of relieved, I guess, that we got a series win at the end of the summer and finished on a positive.
What was the level of exhaustion by the end of it, Tim? Not only the complexities of the job, but the keeping, and the batting, and the captaincy?
Yeah, it got to me a little bit, I must admit, towards the end. But, physically, even now, I feel great. It's just, I suppose, the added responsibility as captain over a long summer sort of wore me down. It's something I'm not used to, something I'm getting used to, something I'm enjoying. But, it certainly adds a little bit more and a bit more time into your summer.
Was it what you expected?
It was. I knew, there's obviously with the landscape of cricket at the moment as well, there was going to be a bit more going on and, we have to be across everything and make sure we're doing everything as well as we possibly can at the moment. So for me to be leading that from the front, there was a lot of work, I suppose, needed to be done. And as I've said before, we're really proud about the way we went about it this summer. But as I expected, I really enjoyed it. It's just very busy, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. What do you feel like you learnt from it all?
That's a good question, actually. I think I've learnt, through some tough times in our team, in particular, we've learnt that we've brought in some really good characters, and I think at tough periods of time in professional sport, you get a good look at the type of people you have in and around your group. So for us to be tested like we were against India, we've learned a lot about some of our young guys. So that's one thing. We've got some good characters in our group. And the other thing is, I think we've learnt that the future of Australian cricket is actually pretty bright. We've got some young guys in who played some really good cricket throughout the summer, and we've unearthed some really good talent.
How did you observe that, Tim, as a veteran to cricket, although not necessarily around the national setup, to watch young players come in and try to find themselves and, I guess, to deal with the excitement and the anxieties that are all part of it?
Yeah, I think they did really well. And, as you said, I've been around the domestic scene for a while now, so I knew the talent is there, but having talent and turning it into quality test players is two different things. So I was really proud to see Travis Head and Jai Richardson and Curtis Patterson come in and play the way they played at test level and handle, I suppose, the scrutiny and the pressure that goes with it. And as I said, there's a lot of players out there that are very good domestic players or one day international players or T20 players, but to be able to transfer it into test cricket when the pressure's really on is another test in itself. So to see those young guys handle that so well was a really good sign for our future.
What was it worth to you? You mentioned finishing on the upswing of winning a series at the end, but for morale and for belief, regardless of opponent, to get those wins at the end?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real shot of confidence. Obviously, the next test series we got is the biggest test series you can play in. So to go into that with some confidence, albeit, it's 5-6 months away, to win our last two tests so comprehensively was fantastic. And I actually spoke to the group after the Sri Lankan series and spoke about that and said that, because it was against Sri Lanka and it was in Australia, we won't get the credit for it that we may have if it was someone else, but my message was that if we can bowl and bat and execute like we did in those two test matches, then it doesn't matter who we'll be playing against, we'll be more than competitive.
Was Sri Lanka a little bit less than you would have hoped for?
I think we just bowled particularly well to their good players. I think they certainly had as good a batsman You know, some of their top linebacksmen were very good, yet they were hurt by injury. So were we. But yeah, as I said, I thought we just executed, particularly our bowling group, were relentless. Touching that after the game, I think had we bowled as well as we bowled against Sri Lanka to India, I think we would have had the same result.
On a personal level, Tim, how did you set yourself that you were going to judge your own performances for the summer?
I don't put too much pressure on or judge myself. To be honest, I just go in every day and try and do the best I possibly can. And, I've sort of played enough now to know that cricket, particularly test cricket, is hard work and you're not going to have great days all the time. But for me, it was about just being consistent as a person. I'm really confident in my wicket keeping. And I suppose just to be able to contribute with the bat when needed. And particularly in the Indian series, I thought I could have cashed in a little bit more. I thought I had some opportunities there to get some big runs and had plenty of starts in that series. So I think going forward and obviously my whole career, I want to try and get big runs. And as I'm starting to feel like I'm batting really well at test level, it's now just time to cash in. And there'd be no better time to do that than the next series.
I think the broad consensus was your keeping was first class. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I think so. I think, as I said, I've been really confident in my abilities as a wicketkeeper for a long time. It's something, even through all the time off and injuries, I've never sort of lost faith in. And, I'm working really hard at that to do with Brad Haddin behind the scenes and really happy with the way that's going.
And what about the on-field captaincy during the hours of play when it sits with you? As there's the best laid plans that you take out there, and then you've got to manipulate them on the spot. Have you got the hang of it? Is that a way of saying it?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm lucky that we've had such a good attack, and apart from a couple of the games against India, we've always managed to take the 20 wickets. So. I think the main thing, as I said before, is about just trying to be really consistent and not actually chop and change too much. We know what we're trying to do, and it's purely about execution. So it's about giving your bowlers confidence to be able to do that. And then there is going to be the odd time when you've got to think on your feet. Someone's doing something differently, and try and stop that. So, but we've got, as I said, we've got a really experienced pace attack. We've got Nathan Lyon as a spinner, so. At the end of the day, I don't have to tell them too much about setting fields and stuff like that. It's just about keeping everyone on track and keeping everyone working towards the game plan.
Australian captain Tim Payne with us on SEN. Is on that bowling front, Tim, when it wasn't happening during the last couple of tests, were there against India, were there tensions around?
No, there wasn't. No, I don't, there was a few things I saw in the media and stuff, but that was... the Sydney test in particular was just when guys batted well, we didn't execute. And, it's no different than any other sport. When that happens, sometimes your coaches can give you a bit of a barrel, and they were just letting us know that they were disappointed with the way we sort of went about it that day. And that's all part of it. So we're big boys. We've got thick skin, and you've got to take that criticism and try and get better.
And that's been a very settled bowling unit for a little while. When you got the fresh blood of Richardson in, did it energise the dynamic?
Yeah, I think so. I think, Jai came in and bowled beautifully. So, again, I think it's a nice place to be in now where we know we've got some guys underneath our big three or four that can come in and do the job. And I think potentially in the last couple of years we might not have had that. Again, we've had guys that are doing really well at domestic level, but to be able to do it at test level and against, Virat Kohli's and Pujara's is, again, a different kettle of fish. So to have Jai come in and bowl beautifully gives us, some options, and particularly going to England where conditions are going to be slightly different. You've got to be flexible with your attack because you're going to get served up some different conditions over there. And we've got to be making sure we're picking the right combinations of bowlers to get 20 wickets over there.
There's all sorts of levels of preparation for the Ashes series, and a lot of it is short form. What about for you? Have you mapped out, so Shield Cricket takes you to the end of March. Have you mapped out how you're going to prepare yourself?
Yeah, pretty much. To sort of finalise it, I suppose, with the Australian staff and Tassie staff, so we're all on the same page. But, yeah, I've got plenty of Shield Cricket to finish the year. Whether or not I play them all, I'm not too sure. Then I'll have a little break again, and then at this stage, I'll head over to England early with the Australia A squad. Obviously, there'll be guys who'll be part of the World Cup. There'll be guys in the Ashes squad who aren't in that squad. So we'll go. Most of the guys who are in the Ashes who aren't in the World Cup will go on the Australia A trip to get some good match practice over in England. So it's not a bad place for us guys to be.
Yeah. So how many games does that look like? Have you been told?
I've had a quick look. I think it's about three or four.
Yep.
4 day games, and there's also a handful of 1 day stuff in that as well whilst the World Cup's on. So if anything was to happen to any of the World Cup squad, I think you got some guys playing some 1 day cricket ready to step in, and then that tour switches into sort of red ball mode after that.
What level of experience do you have with the red ball in England?
Not a heap. I played a couple of test matches in England against Pakistan when I was a bit younger. And I've played on an A tour over there about 5 years ago when I first came back from injury. So played a little bit, but obviously in the last few years we've been using the Dukes at Shield level, and down at Bellarive Oval, my home ground, it can be quite similar to England. You get that sort of overcast conditions and the ball swings around a lot. So my preparation's probably been as good as anyone's.
Do you feel confident heading towards it? Are you looking forward to it already?
Yeah, I am. I've been excited about it for a long time, to be honest. So it's one of those great series. I was really fortunate enough to be part of one in Australia last year, which was amazing. But I think the opportunity to go over there and be part of a squad to win an Ashes in England, which hasn't been done for such a long time, is a huge carrot, and it's a great thing to have in front of our squad. It's driving us every day to continue to get better.
Have you had a little peek at England against the West Indies in recent times?
I have the last few tests, and I must admit I got up last night and checked my phone to see how they were going.
Yeah,
So watching that with interest, and always do. I always enjoy. I'm a bit of a cricket nutty, so we're lucky these days with Fox and all the channels. You can get plenty of cricket, so it gives more. Drives my wife nuts, to be honest, when I'm always sitting watching cricket. But I think it's got to be done, doesn't it?
It does. They're not a superpower, are they, in your mind, England?
No, I wouldn't say they're a superpower. They go up a level when they're playing at home. There's no doubt about that. Their side's really suited. They've most started to playing at home. They've got guys that can swing the ball. And they've still got Anderson and Broad, and we know how good those guys are, so. Particularly on their home turf, they're right up there. I mean, they beat India pretty convincingly, and it's just a challenge. It's like it is for them to go elsewhere. It's always a challenge for teams to go overseas and win when the conditions are so foreign, and they exploit them really well. So, as I said, we've got to go over there with a squad that gives us some flexibility to be able to put them back under pressure.
And have you watched a little bit of the BBL in the last couple of days? Did you see Glenn Maxwell yesterday?
No, I didn't. I was on the plane yesterday when Maxie was going nuts, but certainly good to see for our World Cup team. We know how good he can be when he's in that sort of form. So he's a huge talent. He's a match winner, so it's great to see. Hopefully he takes a lot of confidence and takes that to the World Cup after missing out against the Hurricanes on when's that on Thursday.
Will you get along to that?
Yeah, I hope to. I hope to play. I'll have to make a few phone calls today and see if I can sneak in for a game, but I think the Hurricanes have had a really good season. They've got a really settled team, so we'll wait and see.
So what? How will you pitch yourself?
I think I'll just ring the coach and say I'm available. I think he knows. We'll wait and see. I think, as I said, they've had a really settled 11 throughout the whole tournament. So if I can add to that and make him a better team, then I'll be ready to play. I'll be in there watching and supporting.
They've been very good, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They've been outstanding. Obviously led by our two opening batters. They've been superb, Darcy and Wadey. And I think at times as well, they've batted so well, it's actually overshadowed the fact that we've bowled really well throughout the tournament. So, hopefully we can get two more good wins.
And tonight, who wins the Alan Border medal in your eyes?
I think it could possibly be Nathan Lyon or Paddy Cummins, I'd imagine, but I'm probably leaning towards Lyoner. Just
how's he been? You're not only his captain, but you're his keeper as well. How have you seen his performances over the 12 months?
He's been remarkably good. it's like he keeps getting better, to be honest. He's certainly, in my eyes, the best spinner in the world. And I think what sets him apart is his ability to do it on any surface. He seems to extract spin, and even on the flattest of wickets, if he's only getting a little bit of turn, his bounce is a real handful. So, as I say, he's just getting better and better. And he's also, he's just a good cricketer now. He's great in the field. And he's actually started to score a few handy runs. So he's had an exceptional year. And so is Pat, to be fair. So I'm sure he'll go down to the wire between those two.
All right, Tim, appreciate your time. Grab the cold and flu tablets, and I hope you've been up by tonight.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Thanks for having me.